Good afternoon from Athens, Greece. We're in the Love Without Borders Art Gallery, and we're really happy to be connected to Solidaritat, ISMIN, and we're really thankful that you're able to come all the way from France to be with us and support the refugees in our community. So we just want to ask you a few things about your organization and how we connected, and if you could just tell our audience a little bit about your organization.
Okay, so Solidarismin is an student organization. Is about the humanitarian and solidarity, and it helps everybody. And I think it's okay.
Yeah, so basically the association is directly helping towards students directly in the school, but the association also gives some helps directly to other people who are not in the school, such as, for example, during giving of clothes or stuff like that, for example, directly in the streets. And one of the missions of Solidarismin was to do a humanitarian trip, and that's why we are here today to talk with you, Kaya.
Yeah, it's the first time that we did a humanitarian trip, and with you and with your association as well.
Great. So, how exactly? Many people ask me how the students find our organization and how we connect, and I think that's also really important to let our audience know, because I think from social media. But how did you hear about Love Without Borders?
Last year, there are students, French students, who come here with your organization, and we know these people, and we speak with them, and they tell us it's a good organization. You can go, and it's okay.
Nice. Okay, great. Yes, we've been really fortunate to be working with SOS and some other organizations in France, and it's really amazing that the students can come all the way from France, spend time with the people, and we have such a different sort of program, because we really want to connect the people and do one-on-one projects with the refugees, so that we can just kind of understand and learn that it's all about a human connection, and about, you know, offering your time and your presence to the people, and really working closely with the children. Because I'm sure your time here, you've noticed that just being present with them is the most valuable thing you can offer. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing, and you have about 2 weeks on your schedule here in Greece. So can you tell us a little bit about something that, you know, you're really connected with while you were here during the last 2 weeks?
Okay, so for me, one of the thing that I've been that I will be a remember all day long is the connection between the kids and what we did for them. So we help them to speak in English, to play with them, and we see with their eyes how they the life the sadness that they lived before. So I think it's a good memory for me.
Nice. I think my best memory in this organization is the time to enjoy with kids also, because we don't know what kids survive in your past, but it's very happy. They are very kind, and it's a beautiful thing of the life. So I'm so happy to discover this here with you.
Yeah, I agree with what Jad and Ibrahim said about the how role directly in the association, as we are directly working in the gallery with the refugees' family. We take care of their children, and we can build a strong connection with those children, as they lived in such different situation as us directly in France, but we can help them by giving them quick English lessons, for example, but also playing with them. And situation, it's quite good to like have a step back on the situation, as we are quite thankful to be French and have such a good situation. We can eat, we can live behind a roof, we have a bed, we have such a good condition in comparison to them. And I think it's one of our role to thank our situation and try to help people who don't have the same situation as us.
How does... Did you listen? How does your friends or your family react when you tell them that you're going to all the way to Greece to help the refugee community? Have you had some feedback from people, or they must be quite proud of you?
For my family, firstly, they were scared because it was one of my first trips to alone with people.
Mm-hmm.
But after they saw what I did for kids, etc., so they were more than happy for me and for what I do here. So I think it's quite heartbreaking to my family that how people lived here.
My family, they were so happy because they know that it's my dream to help everybody. So yes, I think it's a good experience, and I hope that everybody can do this experience.
Yeah, so obviously at first my family was a bit scared about the fact that I'm going alone to a humanitarian trip in Athens. So it's the fault of the media, for example, because with media we don't have a really good opinion, and media are quite don't giving a good vision of refugees all around the world. But in fact, by experiencing directly with the family, we see that it's completely wrong, and there is nothing to be scared about in this situation. And in fact, with Ibrahim and Jad, we had the situation that our family also emigrate from different countries all around the world to be in France. And even if it's not comparable to what those people are directly facing with the organization, it's quite important to remember what our family passed, and so to try to help people in this case.
I think that's very notable, what you mentioned about the unknown, or what the media perceives the refugees. And I think at Love Without Borders, in the beginning when we opened this gallery, it was more to bring the people to us to paint and to have lessons. And when I started to get messages from students all around the world, from Middle East, America, Germany, I didn't actually know what to think about that. They wanted to come volunteer with us, and I thought, this is interesting. But I said yes to the first group, and then I saw how impactful it was. And I thought, okay, we're on to something, because what you're doing here, you can't learn in a textbook. This is something you have to feel. you have to see for yourself. And I think by sitting together with the families and the children, you can also say to yourself, this could be my son, this could be my brother or my sister. It brings humans together. And I think in the big picture, any human, regardless of where they're coming from, it's our duty to support them when they're in need. And so now the student projects with volunteering has become a very important part of our program, and we're very, very thankful that we have students coming from all around the world. Sometimes they're here for a day, sometimes they're here for 5 weeks. So no matter how much time that you spend with us, it's very impactful. And even going back to your communities, talking about your situation, that's creating more awareness and more positive messages, and that's exactly what we want to see. So when you are in France, you mentioned that you're also doing some other volunteer work. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is, for example, this is the first year that we are giving food for homeless people. So we're preparing some meals and give to them. So it's the first thing that we do for people outside our school. But firstly, the association was for foreign people who arrived to school to help them to and to give them tools to live in a country that they don't know at all.
Not to mention the fact that to be there in Greece, we had to raise money in order to travel here, and so the association organized a few events to raise money among the different members of our community. It could be by making different meets, and people can give a donation in order to raise a certain amount of money to be there in Greece. And without those people in our school, we couldn't be here. So we would like to thank them.
Yeah, we are very thankful of that.
Yes, I think everybody's trying to raise money for their for different reasons right now. And I think we've seen it really in the last few years, just so much more people being more aware about what's happening all over the world. So I think it's really important to thank those people that that donated. So that's really great. How do you perceive the art? When you heard about Love Without Borders and how we're helping refugees through art, it's a very unique way to help them. What are your thoughts about art? And when you spent a little bit of time in the gallery and you see we're overflowing with art.
Yeah.
So.
So I think at first it's quite important to mention the name of the association, Loves Without Borders, as I think borders are simply a human invention. And in this case, all around the world, we are simply brothers and sisters. And in this case, art has this amazing job that art is universal, and everybody can understand art, understand the feeling, the emotions that the painter wants to give to the people who are going to see their creation. And in this case, people it's not necessary to people to learn different languages in order to understand what the people are trying to give to those people who are going to watch all of the different paintings in the gallery, for example.
And in addition of Ethan Thed said, art give more feeling that other other way to see how a refugee lives. For example, I think art is better to see the emotion of a refugee than media or other thing, I think.
And painting is, according to me, the best way to give a message, to demonstrate or to show us their past. So it's the best idea to mix between art and the organization, I think.
During the time that you were here in Greece and you were working with the children, is there anything that you felt or that you noticed about the time that you spent with the children?
Yeah, I think so. For example, when we played, we've played with the Sudan kids. They played with us with a game like enemy between an ally, a friend. So we were like enemies to them, and we play a game like that. So we see how they survived to that. So it's quite heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. And what were your experiences in Greece in general? This is the first time that you've actually traveled all the way to Greece, right?
Yeah.
All three of you?
No, not for me.
Oh, okay.
I already done traveling to Greece, I think, 6 times in different cities and islands all around Greece. One of my travel was in an island called Kos. Which is directly next to Turkey, I think. And in this case, during my travel, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, I was directly facing the massive wave of immigration directly in the island.
Mm-hmm.
As walking down on the different streets in this island showed me the way people are trying to reach Europe in order to have a better life, and we can see that even if it's not a recent thing, people are again and again try to reach Europe, and this thing are not going to improve each year. So there is a really important need in this case, and people need to be helped in this situation.
So this is, how many times have you volunteered in different places, roughly?
For myself, so for example, in French, I'm directly volunteer in a school association in order to give to students better conditions, but also try to help different people, as we mentioned earlier during the podcast. But I also did some volunteers in different associations. For example, I helped schools. I helped students from teenagers from difficult neighbors in France in order to give them classes and try to make them having their different exams.
What do you think is the most important thing you can offer a refugee? And I know there's no right or wrong answer, because it could really be a different opinion. But personally, what do you think is the most important thing that they need?
Firstly, I think we can give some good vibes other than they lived here. And secondly, we can give hope for them. So what we can, that what they can be in the future. So I think it could be two things that we can give to them.
I think the most important for this person is to be ready to listen their story.
Mm-hmm.
But also to to be a source of hopeful?
In my case, I think the two different words that directly came into my mind were love and humanity. And I think those two words directly show the way we can help the children and the families refugees.
So many years ago, when I first started as a humanitarian, I just went to volunteer in Frankfurt, Germany, and distribute food, and I speak German. And when I started, I had no idea how I was going to be able to help, how I was going to be involved. And I remember many people asking me, why would you bother? You're one person, what can you do? How can you make a change? Mm-hmm. And I didn't really listen to anybody. I only went with my heart and just tried to help in the best way that I could. And fast forward now, 10 years, and look at what we've created. This beautiful art gallery that's not just for Love Without Borders, but it's for the world, for every human to share. And so what would you tell people that just say, why are you volunteering? Because maybe the work that you're doing is not important or not valued. What would you respond to that?
I think personally, the human being has in the soul a need to help other people. So I think by helping them, we are helping us too. So this is my answer to these people. So
yeah, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
I think it's very important to keep our opinion like you. Because if you listen to other people, you don't do that, and 10 years ago, you don't do the gallery and help refugees. So it's very important to keep our opinion and to not listen everybody. Just listen yourself.
I also think that hope is one of the most important thing in life, and I think with hope we can literally do everything. And in this case, it's not important to listen about what people think about what we are going to do. I mean, if you want to do something, try it. I mean, if you want to help people, help them. And in this case, if you had listened to those people who told you back in the day to not help those people, to not giving them food, or to not to, or that alone you can't do everything in order to help them, you wouldn't be here to give us a podcast and organize this beautiful gallery in order to help dozens, hundreds of different refugees.
And we just want to thank all of you for coming all the way from France to be with us. It's been an amazing time, and with mostly from the families and the children. Thank you for your presence. It's been really fun. And we hope that when you go back, no matter what you do, whether you're helping here or abroad, that your time is well spent, and know that it's very valuable. So thank you.
Thank you too for inviting us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.